On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria 27, Johannesburg and Polokwane 24.
As we've been telling you the whole day, it's dangerous out there on the roads. Here's how dangerous it is. Parktown, M1 North, a crash near Houghton Drive. Midrand, M1 South, a crash at Allendale Road. Melrose, M1 South, a crash before Calder Drive. Bedford View, M3 North, crash on the link to the N12 East at Galludies. There's a crash on the M3 North at Galludies as well. Crash on the N1 South at Allendale and a crash on the N12 East after Galludies.
The National Union of Metal Workers has announced that they will march to the offices of National Treasury in Pretoria on Friday. It's to demand the blacklisting of security companies for the alleged non-payments of medical insurance and pension fund contributions. Here's NUMSA spokesperson Phakamile Hlubi Majola.
Security companies are defrauding workers by deducting money for medical insurance and pension fund, but not paying it over to the service provider. This means that when workers have to claim for medical insurance or pension fund, there are not enough funds or no funds at all. NUMSA is taking this issue to the National Treasury because it has the power to revoke these contracts and blacklist companies that are failing to comply.
In other big news today, the minority governing parties in Johannesburg have initiated a motion of no confidence against Mayor Dada Morero. According to the movement's secretary, Yongama Zigebe, this action stems from perceived governance failures as well as political interference in the city's operations, which allegedly has been attributed to Morero. Zigebe also emphasized that the mayor's intentional delays have resulted in the city lacking a permanent city manager for over a year.
The MGP respects the ANC's participation in the GLU, but firmly believes that the leadership of Councillor Dada Morero has compromised the stability and credibility of the coalition. This motion seeks to change the mayor, not to break the coalition.
The Madlunga Commission of Inquiry has been hearing testimony and details of the arrests of businessman Katiso K.D. Molefe. Captain Maxwell Wanda is currently testifying.
Wanda says the unexpected arrival of Hawks officers led to a tense standoff, which he believes could have escalated into a full-blown confrontation. He says the team was not informed about the presence of the Hawks and was concerned when 6 to 8 arrived, along with others in civilian clothing. He told the commission the Hawks officers were aggressive, questioning the legality of the operation. Wanda says he spoke to a Captain Kruger of the Hawks, confirming the PKTT was deployed by unit head Lieutenant General Dumisani Kumalo and that the operation was legitimate. Anastasia Mkhobu for Jacaranda News Watch in Pretoria.
The South African Weather Service has dismissed claims of governance failures and alleged financial mismanagement as vague and unsubstantiated. This follows reports alleging improper conduct by its executives and weak oversights by the board. Spokesperson Opa Sahalwe.
These claims and concerns come at a time of a wage dispute between the entity and the labor union in question, as well as a CCMA decision declining to issue the union concerned with a certificate to picket. The South African Weather Service wishes to provide clarity on the alleged impropriety, including claims of governance failures, procurement manipulation, financial mismanagement, unchecked executive power, and a culture of impunity.
And Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel says that Hurricane Melissa has brought extensive damage this after it made landfall overnight on the island nation's southern coast. I'm Chanel September. More news at 4 or visit jacarandafm.com.